Cress, Sister L. St. Helena, California, July 28, 1911. Dear Sister Cress, I would be very pleased to see you. Then we could converse together in regard to some things which have been presented to me about our work. I sincerely hope that we shall meet you at the Long Beach camp meeting. I am fully in earnest to do all I possibly can to follow the Lord's direction. As we follow to the best of our ability the light that God has given, He will prepare the way before us. As we follow on to know the Lord, receiving light from Jesus Christ, the great teacher will guide in right lines. Christ is the great medical missionary. He stands before the world as the ideal of truth. The word of truth never languished upon his lips. This perfect teacher is prepared to guide you. Are you willing to be guided? He will lead you in a sure path. He wants to impart to each of us precious, sanctifying truth. If you will submit yourself fully to his leading, words will be given you to speak and wisdom to act. Our wisdom in guiding souls to Christ will depend upon our individual acceptance of the guidance of Christ. The sign of our relationship to our Heavenly Father is to be seen in our willing obedience to His requirements. God brought Israel to Sinai, and in awful grandeur He there proclaimed His law to them and made known His majesty and His authority as ruler of the world. Thus He sought to impress the people with the sacredness of His law and the importance of obeying it, and to inspire their confidence in its author. I honor and obey the law of God, and I desire that we all shall honor the great lawgiver before all with whom we associate. Because of the light that has come to us on the Sabbath question, we should regard ourselves as a wonderfully favored people. Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, the Lord declares, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. Exodus 31, verse 13, 17, and 16. Let us reverence God's institution, the Sabbath day. For it is the sign of our relationship to God, the sign by which we are demonstrated as His people. Let us strive not to stand highest, but to be always obedient to all of God's requirements. It is our privilege to be loyal and obedient, true as steel in maintaining the faith. It is through our obedience and our loyalty to the truth that we stand before the world as subjects of Christ's kingdom. The enemy is ever working on human minds, seeking to lead men and women to follow his ways. My sister, walk humbly with God. Do not allow yourself to get into a questioning frame of mind. Study the first chapter of the second epistle of Peter and carry its teachings into your religious experience. Live on the plan of addition, adding grace to grace. We are to take no backward steps, but to follow on to know the Lord, taking our advanced steps always with rejoicing. I have a true, deep interest in you, my sister, and I greatly desire that you and your husband shall advance step by step in the way of the Lord, offering praise and thanksgiving as you render him willing service.